This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hello, welcome to Leilene, Kerry Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. We're so happy to be here tonight, hailing from Melbourne, Australia.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. If you'd like to get in contact with us, please do send us a text on 0427-JOY-949 or you can email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, we have got a cracking show lined up for you.
As we always do. We try to. We're not tooting our horns or anything.
What is coming up on tonight's show, Basha?
We have an interview with Marie Wilson, the Aussie rock chick who first came to fame with the twice-nominated ARIA hit Next Time. We chat to her about what she's currently up to and also what she's doing this weekend.
I hear there's some pretty cool plans in the works for this weekend.
Yes, and then we're also going to finally look at the article, Why Everyone Hates Couples.
We hope.
We hope.
We hope.
Because we're really going to hate couples by the end of this because we're never going to get to it.
We have been struggling to get to this one article for a few weeks now. We just always get a little bit sidetracked, don't we?
I know.
It's a problem we have.
It is, especially when we're interviewing lovely people that we just get a little
this
bit off
very true.
Track. And yes.
And we have had some lovely interviews the last 3 weeks as well. So we've been very blessed, haven't we?
We have. And yes, of course, we're going to tell you about what's on this weekend. There's quite a lot on, actually.
Now, I have something pretty cool here, which has been handed to me. On our show tonight, we have a double pass for Women on Waves. The Women on Waves is celebrating 500 shows of independent women's music, and it's at the Eureka, corner of Victoria and Church Streets, Richmond, this Saturday from 7 p.m.
That is correct.
Now, it's a very special concert featuring Murray Wilson, who we're going to be speaking to in a moment, Michelle Parsons, who we spoke to last week,
yes,
and the wonderful Jade Lennett and Pippa Wilson. And this is big thanks to Joy Gigs for Good and Rude Bookings. Now, of course, as per usual, you must be a Joy member and you cannot have won a prize in the last 2 weeks. If you'd like to go into the draw, please do send us a text with your Joy member number to 0427-JOY-949 right about now.
Yes, they can actually call us as well because we have someone on the phone.
Oh, they can call us.
And if you don't have a membership, well, you can quickly join before and enter. And that is 1300-JOY-949.
I love how all the phone numbers here are all the same.
Well, we are on 949, so it would be helpful.
949. You are on Joy, 94.9. Now, but of course, Basha and myself, we will have be bashing on for the next hour. Did you want to tell me, Basha, about the Queer Film Festival?
I did, because it's still on. It's on till the 24th of March, so you've got a few days to catch up on your last few films. Last few films. But I was looking at the short films that they're showing at the ACME. Yes, the acronym. And this weekend they're showing, I love the titles. They had, it's called Boob Tube.
Boob Tube. I like that. That's nice.
And it's
a good ring to it.
It's on Saturday at midday. And it's a bunch of short lesbian films. So check that out, ladies and gentlemen, if you have something that you'd like to do on a Saturday afternoon. Seems good. But on the other day, I went and watched a film. It was actually part of the French Film Festival, but it also tied in with the Queer Film Festival. And it was called The Invisibles. And it was basically a documentary, yes, with subtitles, because it was in French. And
you know I love subtitles.
I know you do. And it was basically they were talking to 11 gay men and lesbians all over the age of 70, and they were discussing about their lives and how being gay had impacted them and how all that was happening in their lives and how things were changing. So there was a lesbian couple who were, when they were found out that they were a couple, were told pretty much that they had to quit their jobs. And what they did with that, and how they dealt with that and how people sort of hid, and they then became farmers and stuff. So it was really interesting. And there was this adorable couple, these two elderly men who were just absolutely, oh, you just thought they were so cute. And they'd actually met through a singles ad because one of the men, his partner had died, and his nephew felt sorry for him. His nephew was also, you know, one of us. And his nephew said, look, we can't have you being single, so I've put an ad in a local paper for you. And this man, you know, sent him a letter and they met, and he was talking about how the fact that this man had lied to him because he said he was 70, and the first lie he told him he was 71. And then the man informed him that, oh, by the way, I'm married and have 5 kids. Oof. And he's like, what? He's like, don't worry, we're separated. We're cool.
Awkward.
But I'm quite happy to be, you know, and all this. And they were just so cute. The way they interacted and talked to each other, it was just something you have to see. So if you want to see a movie, go see that one. It's actually really, really entertaining.
And what was it called again?
The Invisibles.
The Invisibles. Okay, it does sound good. All right, well, look, we are going to be back shortly with Marie Wilson, the amazing Aussie rock chick. She'll be on the phone. So stay tuned. You're on Joy with Basha and Tian. This is our show, They Link.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Joy 94.9. This is our show, Lee Link, and you're with Basha and Tian, rocking you through till 9 tonight. Now, we are very blessed, aren't we, Basha?
We are. We have Marie Wilson on the line, who's in between sets, so we may lose you at some point, I'm guessing, if they call you back on stage. Is that correct?
No, we should be fine.
Good. Now, you're currently about to hit the stage and you're about to release your fourth studio album.
Yeah, that's right. It's still a work in progress at this point in time, but I'm hoping that the album will be out later this year. But, you know, it's been quite a sort of journey to get back to the point of writing again and recording. And, you know, I'm just absolutely loving it.
Could you sort of share with us a little bit, what's your musical style?
Look, I guess it's acoustic rock, although, you know, I guess it's probably got flavours of, you know, folk and even a bit of country in there every now and then. So I guess it's just a reflection of the sort of music that I love to listen to. And, you know, and I like to tell stories when I write as well. So, you know, it's hard to sort of put a particular label to it.
We don't like labels anyway here, do we?
No.
We get labelled enough. So what is your sort of favourite music genre then? Or is it sort of everything, a mixed bag of everything?
To me, you can't beat. One of my favourite things is, you know, walking into a pub and somebody sitting on a stool with an acoustic guitar and singing. That's, you know, it's just something I've always loved. Like, for instance, you know, Sean Colvin, I don't know if you're familiar with her music. She's one of my favourite artists. And she's actually coming out for the Blues Fest next month. Mm. And, you know, she can, like, you know, some of the songs on her albums, they're fully produced with bands and everything. But then to go and see her just live and acoustic, to me, it, you know, it means the song is stripped back to just to, I guess, the raw elements. And so you really get to hear the lyrics and, you know, get a feel for what the writer was feeling at the time.
Now, what inspires your songs?
Well, I guess when I'm writing by myself, I am inspired by my own life experiences. It doesn't mean to say that every song is necessarily about me. It can be, you know, about what friends have gone through or what I've seen happening, but it's something that has had some sort of impact on me. But I also do a lot of co-writing, and quite often, you know, it can be about what the co-writer, you know, who my co-writer is. It can be about something that they've experienced as well. So in that case, you sort of have to sort of turn and take a different perspective on it, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's not all about you. You know, you've got to sort of go with how other people are feeling. And then when you've got something to say, or when they've got something to say, usually you can relate it back to something that has happened in your life. So it sort of depends on, you know, if I'm writing by myself or if I'm writing with other people as well.
So in the collaboration process, it's sort of a very intimate process. You've got to really know these people really well, or do you just quickly establish a rapport in 5 seconds and say, okay, here's my life, let's go?
Well, you know, I have done that in the past, and to be honest, it's not my favourite thing in the world, co-writing, although I do believe it has made me a much better performer, and I wouldn't have had the success that I had with real life had I not gone through that experience. And it really was a task for me. Sometimes it was just torture. If the chemistry is not right with the person that you're writing with, it can be just disastrous and you have to just go through it. But, you know, most of the time, you know, you meet people and they're just as awkward as you are. And, you know, it's just a matter of sort of getting over that stage and just trying not to be self-conscious and putting it out there. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But when it really does work, it's just so worth it.
I can really imagine that it must be difficult to sort of entrust, you know, another artist with something that you've got in your head that might mean so much to you.
Yeah, and look, I try to open up, and again, it sort of depends on the chemistry that you're feeling with that person, and sometimes there is trust that is built in quite a short period of time. It just feels right.
Yeah.
But, you know, other times it's just a matter of, okay, well, let's just go with this and see what comes of it. And sometimes you just get lucky and you know, magic happens and, it, you know, it just is easy and it's everything just flows forward. So, you know, I guess you just got to take the good with the bad and be as open as you can and be as positive and optimistic about the experience. You know, even if it's a disaster, you want to try and find something that you've experienced out of it, you know. So I think it's good, and I would, you know, highly encourage any young riders out there who, particularly, it's really good if you can get with someone that is, like, to say, my strength is usually with the music and melody. So if I am going to write with people, I do try to write with someone who's pretty strong in the lyric side of things, because then they can kind of add something to the situation that maybe you're not able to bring. So for up-and-coming songwriters, like, you know, I think it's one of the best things you could do.
Okay, so your career started in the late 90s. How has the industry changed since that time?
Well, it's changed a lot. In the late 90s, you know, there was no social media, or it was only just being kind of brought out, and it was all based on, you know, hard copy CD sales. It was, you know, it was considered, nowadays it's considered old school. And since, because I took about 7 years off, you know, not necessarily intentionally, but it turned into 7 years. And then, so since I've come back, you know, we've just realised that we had to pretty much get burst up in social media pretty quickly to sort of get the momentum going. And it's very powerful. So I think in terms of music sales, it has completely been turned on its head. And because I think, you know, there was all the main issue was with all the file sharing and all that sort of stuff that was going on. And that just, you know, completely freaked out the record companies, because that's their only form of income. But, you know, from an artist perspective, look, to be honest, you know, you don't, you know, being signed to a major label, there's not a lot of income in terms of record sales and CD sales. So I don't think that's hurt the artist as much. And in fact, I think it's sort of swung more into the artist's favour, because there's a lot more power to be had by someone who has a big fan base. And and it can become, you know, from a local fan base, it can grow into quite a global fan base in a fairly short period of time, providing that you've got the right, you know, you still got to have good songs. And I think that's ultimately what it comes down to. You know, it doesn't matter how good you are, you've got to have good songs that people can relate to. So, but certainly in terms of how it's changed, I think it's certainly swung around to the artist.
I suppose that's really interesting. One of the things you said there is, you know, expanding not only your local audience, but your audience abroad too. I mean, that's one of the good things about social media today, is that we are able to promote everywhere, and it's very, very easy. So, I mean, just off the cuff, do you know where your furthest fan might be?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I know I've got some fans in Belgium. And
wow.
Yeah, I know. And actually, you know, because I upload some guitar lessons to YouTube and things like that. So I pick a song, I play the song, and then I do a little video on how I play it. And I was amazed. I actually did a Pink song, Try, which, you know, obviously that worked in my favour, because it was such a fantastic song and a great artist.
Yeah.
But I've also been able to, just from doing that, I've been able to acquire new fans through YouTube. And, you know, this is just all stuff that's completely new to me. You know, as a professional artist, it's new to me, because when I was, you know, assigned to a major label, none of this was really happening. So, or if there was YouTube, there was no real benefit in it for the artist. But now, you know, it's become quite a business. But, yeah, that's when I heard, you know, of some people from Belgium and France, and it was all through the Pink song. But now they've, you know, they're subscribed to my YouTube channel, and now they'll be keeping an eye out to see when I've got new material coming out. So it's pretty amazing. It's great.
What is your YouTube channel?
I don't know, actually.
Google Marie Wilson.
It's probably on the website. I'm sure there's a link. If not, someone's quickly putting it in as we speak.
It has awesome covers on it. Go there. Just talking about covers, I mean, I understand new artists, they start mainly doing covers due to not really having enough songs and fans, and they slowly introduce new material into the mix as they go along. But with three studio albums, do you still play covers? And, I mean, do you prefer covers or originals?
Look, I rarely do a gig where I don't do a few covers. I find that it just sort of depends on where I play and how long I get to play for. I thoroughly enjoy doing covers. I choose covers that I enjoy and that suit my voice, and also complement my songs. And, you know, I've got a big repertoire, because, yeah, I started off doing covers and you know, slowly change the ratio from, you know, 80-20 covers to original to 20-80.
Yeah.
But that was over a period of, you know, 4 or 5 years while I was doing residencies around Melbourne.
Yeah.
But I thoroughly enjoy doing covers. I think they can really add a freshness to a show, and particularly if you're playing to a new audience. Covers are a great way to just establish a connection and kind of get people in. And, you know, not everyone, the way, you know, the live music scene is, not everybody wants to go out and is excited by hearing new music. You know, a lot of people like to go out and get that familiarity from music, and they kind of feel a bit more sort of comfortable when they can sing along to a song. But I just think it's a great way to get people in. And as long as you choose covers that are, you know, enjoyable to sing and suit your own voice, and are, you know, like you want to do a cover that you can actually do a version of it. If you're an acoustic guitarist, then you want to do something that you can do a cool acoustic version too. So I think as long as they're done well and they're kind of used strategically throughout the set, I think they can be really advantageous.
No, that sounds really good. Now, we have to go to some ads and songs. Now, are you being called back to stage, or can we come back to you in a few minutes?
Look, that should be fine. They've waited this long. I think they're probably on their third or fourth beer now, so they should be fine.
I like this. Sounds like a good crowd that you've got down there. Where are you tonight, Marie?
Well, actually, I'm in Altona at one of the restaurants, one of our local restaurants, and I'm actually running a mentoring program.
So, oh, lovely.
I'm just here with a couple of, or a few young people, actually, and they're all kind of just getting out into the whole music industry, so I'm just out here playing with them and giving them a bit of experience.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are talking with the wonderful Marie Wilson tonight, our new favourite Aussie rock chick, and you're on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to the Sapphic Sisterhood, Bashir and Tian, Leylink, on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Leylink with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. And we are joined in the studio tonight by the amazing Marie Wilson.
Yay!
Hi!
And you were just listening to Next Time, one of Marie's songs.
Which is a good song.
It is a good song.
I remember that song.
Yeah.
It was a good song.
It's now still a good song. Hold on. We're talking about it like it's...
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but now I want to hear all the other songs.
I know. We're waiting for the new album.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming. All right. Now, we wanted to ask you before you go, because we know you've got to rush back on stage.
Yep.
Could you tell us a little bit about Anita's Women on Waves?
Well, look, Anita's been a great supporter of mine for many years, and we're doing the show, I don't think, Michelle Parsons. We have Jay Leonard, Pippa Wilson. So it's going to be a great lineup of female artists performing on Saturday night. And I guess this is our opportunity to give back and say thanks to Anita and her Women on Waves show for supporting, you know, female artists. That, you know, you can't ask for it any more than from people to, you know, support your music and to spread the word. And she just does such a fantastic job. And she loves music, and I know she's been a great supporter of mine. So, you know, I'm really excited to be able to do something in return.
Are you going to be playing one of your songs from your new album?
I will be, actually. I'll be previewing probably a few new songs, because I'm sort of getting, you know, now that I'm doing a lot more gigs, it's a great opportunity for me to road test a few new songs and just to see how they kind of transfer over live. So I usually do sneak a few in, and, you know, it's nice to see the response, and, you know, either it's a good one or it's back to the drawing board.
Oh, I don't think it'll be that, but, you know.
I think you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Next time.
Next time. Ha ha.
See what I did there.
Ah, very funny. Oh, you've been waiting to do that all night, haven't you?
I have, actually.
Yeah. We're going to let you go and get back to your gig, because I'm sure your audience is anticipating your return to the stage. And we will be playing one of your other songs, Me, Myself and I, shortly.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for the chat tonight. I really appreciate it. I hope I didn't chat on too much.
No, it was all good. Thank you for giving us the time. We know you're a very busy lady. Yes, thank you for being on our show, and have fun tonight, and we will look forward to seeing you on Saturday night.
Absolutely. Thanks, each guys.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right, see ya.
Okay, so we have a double pass to give away for Saturday night for Women on Waves, which is celebrating 500 shows of independent women's music. Now, it's at the Eureka Hotel at Richmond on Saturday, of course, at 7 p.m. I know, we just keep saying Saturday.
It's this Saturday, and yes, there is a double pass that we are giving away right now. And you need to be a Joy member. You can't have won a prize in the last 2 weeks, and you need to call us on 1300 JOY 949 or send us a message on 0427 JOY 949 and tell us what your member number is. Hopefully we'll give it away.
Exactly, because yes.
The lovely Marie Wilson, who we just spoke to, is going to be there.
Yes, she is.
She's amazing.
As is Michelle Parsons.
And Michelle
Parsons.
Who we spoke to last week. Do we speak to her yesterday?
Sorry. Sorry, I was doing the podcast, and so for me it was yesterday because I had the, yes.
Also featuring Jade Leonard and Pippa Wilson. Big thanks to Joy Gigs for Good and Rude Bookings for that prize as well. So do get on the line right, 1300 JOY 949, or send us a text on 0427 JOY 949. And we do have a couple of messages, don't we?
We do, but I just wanted to mention something that Marie didn't get time to mention.
Oh, okay.
Okay. She's doing something, it's called Gigs for Good. So basically she's setting a bit of time aside while she's promoting her new album. And if you have a good cause, or you're a community group, a not-for-profit organization, sporting club or anything like that, and you are hosting a live gig and you'd like Marie to be there, you just need to go to her website. It's www.mariewilson.com.au, and you can go there and look up Gigs for Good and get in contact with them and just see if she can play at your venue.
Do you think my wedding would class as an appropriate avenue for a Gigs for Good
cause? Is it a not-for-profit organisation? It's
well,
a community group?
I'm not-for-profit. My family is a community group.
A sporting club?
We could play cricket.
We're
not very good with balls, us lesbians, but we'll try to be.
I doubt that fits in, but, you know, I'm sure we could, like, rent a few people, you know, do rent a crowd, but that's okay. Now, we do have a few messages. We have one from Aurel. And Aurel actually is a Marie Wilson fan. So there you go. She has a fan in Germany.
Ah, there we go.
France.
Calm down. Calm down. Where did Germany come from?
I don't know. And she's also seen the film The Invisibles and thought it was excellent. So there you go.
Okay.
So thank you, Aurel.
Who else?
Mousy's saying, oops, my boobs.
Hi, Mousy.
Hi, Mousy. We haven't seen you or heard from you for a while.
Yes.
We miss you. And we have an update. Now, you may, if you'd listened to our International Women's Day broadcast, there was
a Friday night, a few weeks ago.
We had the lovely Mandy who was messaging us in and giving us an update on her girlfriend, Narelle, who was flying back, I think, from Thailand.
Somewhere
to Melbourne, and they were going, you know, she was having a bath and getting ready and getting all excited, and she was keeping us updated, and we felt like, not that we were with her in the bath, but we felt like we were with her during her after evening preparing for her rendezvous with the lovely Narelle. Now, she's just sent us a message. She's given us another update, and they're engaged.
Congratulations, ladies. And if you want anyone to talk wedding with, I'm your girl.
I know. Oh, God. I can just see the messages coming now.
Come and find me on Facebook.
And she's requested that we play Diamonds. Now, we will play Diamonds momentarily, but we did sort of want to play one of Marie's song, which is Me, Myself and I, which won't be you anymore because you'll be a couple. So it'll be the both two of you. But anyway.
You could, you know, if you stereotypical lesbians, you might end up merging, so you could technically be a Me, Myself and I.
Well, they could be, yes. And we do want to see photos, so, you know, send us photos. We'd love to see a photo of the ring.
Oh, yeah. Or even, you know, post it to our Facebook page. You can go to joy.org.au right now, and we will have a banner up there on the page which says Leylink, and you can click on that and find us on social media, which we always like when people do.
We do.
All right, you're with Vasha and Tian. This is our show Leylink on Joy, and we'll be back very shortly. And us, of course, I should mention, is Basha and Tian. And this is Leylink,
yes.
And you are in Joy.
Yes. Aurel's saying it's okay that I said she was German.
Okay, well, that's lovely.
It's all right. Sorry, Aurel.
Back on track, woman.
I know. But I like people that keep me updated. It's great. Now, we will be playing Diamonds momentarily for Mandy. Sorry, I'm thinking, what was her name? I was going to say Narelle, but Narelle's the fiancé, so Mandy.
Narelle and Mandy. I feel like it's a song for both of you.
It is. Because she was saying that...
Shame bright like a diamond. I can just do it a cappella if you want.
No, please, 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 please don't.
Oh, come on. I have a nice voice.
You do, but that particular line in the song is
Shame
one that...
Shame bright like a diamond.
No.
You don't like that bit?
No. And I'm a bit cross with Rihanna, but I tried to get tickets today and couldn't, so I'm just a bit bitter about that.
Oh, you're a bit bitter.
Bit bitter.
You poor darling.
Now let's tell people what's happening on the weekend.
I would like to tell people what's happening on the weekend, but I can't find the page. Oh, right. Friday, and I'm going to give you a bit more information about this in a moment, is the Festival of the Vagina.
Ooh.
The 101 Vagina book launch. And we actually originally, about a year ago now, spoke to Philip Verner, who
we
is
did.
The amazing author and photographer mm-hmm. for 101 Vagina, which is an amazing coffee table book that he is doing. And we had him on the show. We spoke to him all about the project and where he was going with it. And he ended up going down the self-publication track, and he had an amazing possible crowdfunding campaign, which is great too. So he's actually doing his book launch, and it's from 5 p.m. at Thousand Pound Bend in Melbourne. You can see more details on all of our events if you head to joy.org.au right now and click on our banner and find us on Facebook.
And you're actually one of those 101 photos, aren't you?
I am, so you can try and guess which vagina is
I'm
mine.
I'm not doing that. No, that crosses friendship to a whole new level. No, I will not be doing
and
that.
And I was just saying to you earlier, I really hope you remembered to airbrush out my tattoo, otherwise I'm screwed.
Well, then it'll be easy.
You'll
just see me screaming at a photo. I'll be like, what's wrong? It's like, I figured out which one's Tian.
Which is not to say, of course, that, you know, I'm not proud of my vagina, because I am, and I think it's a beautiful thing. Moving on, you can, of course, check out the links on our Facebook page for more information about events. We do put them up every week, every Wednesday, right before the show, so that you can, you know, not have to listen to us if you don't want to.
Okay.
You are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and you're on Joy 94.9. And welcome back to Lay Link with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427-JOY949. You can send us an email on onair@joy.org.au or link up with us on Facebook, which we love it when you like us.
Now we have a winner.
We have a winner.
For our double pass. Now it's Cassandra.
Da, 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 da,
and,
da, da, da.
Well done, Cassandra. And the funny thing is Cassandra joined Joy last week, so... Well done.
So, look, if you do want to become a Joy member, you can do that by heading to joy.org.au and you can go into the draw to win awesome prizes like this double pass that Cassandra has won to Women on Waves this weekend. Love it.
It's great. Now,
she's potentially saved herself $50.
She has, yes.
A saving like that is just awesome.
It is. But this is a charitable thing.
Think of the candy that you can buy to eat on the way home.
Okay.
I was going to say like a beverage, but then I was like, nah. Shouldn't.
No, lollies are always good.
Lollies are
a mixed bag of lollies is really good. They're expensive now. Come on. We are sidetracking. No, let's go
back.
That's
what we do.
I know. We never get sidetracked.
Just embrace it.
And yeah, we still didn't get time to talk about why everyone hates couples, but that's because we decided to play diamonds.
Yeah, we're never going to get to this article. And I'm wondering if there's a person out there who's like dying to know, you know, like what exactly.
See,
is...
why we hate couples. No, we don't hate couples.
We
decided to play diamonds for Narelle and Mandy.
Who just got engaged. And they should totally hit me up on Facebook if they want to talk lesbian weddings, because I am all over that stuff right now.
You are. And I plan on at least once every so often just adding in some sort of wedding topic into our show. I just sneak it in into the show and you're like, what's this?
It makes me feel good.
I know. It's just, well, you know, I'm living vicariously through you. I think it's just fun.
Well, you never know.
No,
maybe your time ain't far.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
All right. So we had a lovely interview with Marie Wilson.
We did have a lovely interview.
And
she's amazing.
She's wonderful.
She was calling us in between sets.
I know. They were calling her on stage. That's pretty cool. That's a busy woman.
Rockstar life.
I know. See, we don't have that.
No.
We're just here for an hour and then we leave.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay, well, I think that's the end of our show.
This is usually the part where we like wrap up and talk about what we've talked about during a show, but we only did one thing.
Again.
How good are we?
I know.
Love it. All right. Well, you have been with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Find us on Facebook. Go to joy.org.au and look at our program page. There's a photo of us and we look kind of cool in it, but kind of not. Or send us a last minute SMS on 0427-JOY-949. We'll be back here Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. next week and every week after that, because we love it. Bye.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Kylie Minogue, also known as Kylie from Camberwell.
Hey, it's Richard Reed.
Hey, this is Winter Gordon.
Hi, Matt Preston from MasterChef.
What's up, party people? It's the legendary DJ Spinderella.
Hey there, I'm Adam Lambert.
Hello, this is Kate Sobrano.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Alexandra Burke.
This is Katie Noonan.
Hi, this is Francois Sagatz.
Hello, this is Katie Lang.
G'day, I'm Barry Bissell.
Hello, this is Tina Arena.
Hi, this is Paris Wells.
Hi, I'm Cindy Lauper.
Hi, this is Tim Campbell.
Hi, this is Sear.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Morosi.
Hey, I'm Darren Hayes.
Hi, I'm Jay Leonard.
Hi, I'm Shaka Khan.
Hi, this is Kathy Freeman.
Hi, I'm Daniel Kowalski.
Hey, this is Jane Lynch, and you're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station.
Hey, everybody, this is Chris Willis.
Put your hands up
for Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
All night and day long, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. That was my best radio voice.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.